is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You go there, you can get interactive and create the front page of our website. You can submit different news items and such, things that you find interesting online that you think our other listeners will enjoy. You submit it to the site, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike. And the most liked make it to the front page of the website, meaning we're more likely to see that particular item, your item, and then talk about it on the air. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get involved. As we continue here, we, of course, will take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. Mark, you told me that last night you talked about the pirate radio thing, too. What extent did you discuss it?
No, you know,
I wasn't
think,
here.
What's that?
I wasn't here. So
indeed. I consider the Sunday show to not really be Free Talk Live. It's not on the radio. It's I would love to hear your take on it. So I think we should talk about it again.
Well, okay. I mean, did you actually read the story? What did you? Okay. So in that case, I didn't realize that before I spit it out of my mouth. I should have probably asked you first, hey, what did you talk about last night? The story is about Radio Free Austin and the lady that's running it. We're aware of this particular pirate radio station because we were on it for a certain period of time. I don't know if we still are or not.
I think
not.
We come and go.
I'm guessing we aren't because we haven't had anyone call from there. Usually the calls come in. They tend to come in when we're on that station.
Yeah, it's a very popular station from what I can tell.
But I want to reach out to the lady that runs the station now that she's been outed publicly. I had no idea who was operating it, but now the operator, Deborah Stevens, has been outed publicly over at the Austin Chronicle. And of course, Austin is kind of a hot spot, right? I mean, Austin is one of those places around the country
where Alex Jones lives?
I think he lives around there somewhere.
Around there.
But I know John Bush lives down there.
Indeed.
We've had John Bush and Catherine Bleisch on the show. And in fact, I think John Bush was just arrested today. The guy from Texans for Accountable Government, I believe, is the name of his organization. Of course.
And you can see how much the government likes being held accountable.
He is. He has been up here to visit New Hampshire a number of times, and I know that he's been pretty impressed with what's been going on up here. Maybe we can get more folks from down that way up this way because, really, is there a chance that things could change in Texas? I don't know. Maybe. Austin is, at least in Austin, things are a little bit unusual, like in Phoenix and
Arizona. It's a much bigger state, Texas is. New Hampshire was rated higher on the Mercatus Center's study about the most free states, New Hampshire being number one, so anything else is going to be rated lower. Texans tend to be sort of very nationalistic about their state. They love it. So, it's going to be hard to break that free. I bet there's fewer Texans on on the rolls of the Free State Project than any other state per capita. But it's just a guess.
You think? I don't know about
that.
They
love it.
So, nonetheless, I think Austin and Phoenix, those are two of the places where we hear a lot of stuff going on as far as the liberty movement is concerned. Although this particular radio station, I don't know if it's really more liberty-oriented than it is kind of conspiracy kooky, but certainly there's going to be some liberty-themed shows on there, as I understand it. And the content of the station to me doesn't matter. What matters most about this story is that you've actually got an example here of a pirate radio operator that is not bowing to the FCC. And that's what's most unusual here, is that usually when you've got somebody operating a pirate radio station and the FCC comes in and they come in with their notice of apparent operation or notice of intent, I don't know. They come in, they post a notice on your front door, they knock on your door and they try to serve it to you personally, that kind of thing. And of course, you probably shouldn't talk to the agents from the FCC if you are running a pirate radio station. But
what could be the benefit?
No, nothing at all.
Because if you talk nice to them, they'll let you continue to broadcast?
No, they won't. They want to find out who the operator is, and if you give them that information by talking to them, then they're going to go after you, if it is you. So keep your mouth shut. But in this case, they did find out who she is.
So the answer is, are you the property owner here? The answer is, I refuse to answer that question.
The answer is, you're with the government? Goodbye. If it's not obvious.
Had a guy do that just last week at my house.
What's that?
I, well, I, a guy doing the assessments, I guess. I had asked
for the city or the town?
The town. My wife had asked them to come out and reassess the house. They'd gotten some information wrong. It's probably because I slammed the door in their face the last time they were there. The guy knocks on the door. I open it. He says, "Are you the property owner?" I said, "I refuse to answer that question. How can I help you?" And he's like, "Well, I'm just here to measure the property, get some measurements." Da, 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 da. And he was very nice. So, I held a little tape measure for him because I knew his measurements were wrong.
Yeah.
And he measured him and got new measurements, and that's fine. And he
treated, but you didn't let him inside?
There was a reason that I wanted him to go inside, because I don't have two bathrooms. I only have one.
Ah.
Got an 800-square-foot house with one bathroom, people. It's not like your AMP dollars are going to support my high lifestyle.
Right. So there's no privacy in New Hampshire, apparently, when you have a home and you want to get it assessed correctly from the government people. You have to let them inside. Otherwise, they reserve the right to just make up whatever arbitrary amount they want to.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So again, back to the story here over at the Austin Chronicle, the lady that was running this pirate radio station, she's been running it for a decade. This thing has been on the air for a long time, and the FCC has been after them, and they've issued a $10,000 forfeiture for operating a station without a license. And
they've been given a fine,
mm-hmm.
and... what backs up this FCC fine, I guess, is the question.
Threats?
Yeah. You know, it does. I don't know what they're going to do. It should be interesting.
Oh, it absolutely will, because
it's
not only...
This fine isn't issued by a court. It's issued
correct.
By the FCC.
That's right.
The FCC is it has no power in that manner.
An agency that you didn't contract with, that you didn't make any agreements with.
They could take it to court, and then a judge might say that you have to pay $10,000. But then what's the big deal? You pay the if you want to pay the $10,000. If you're scared, don't pay the $10,000 until the judge says so. This is just some government bureaucrat who has no power. He has been elected by no one.
Well, if you look over it now, we've got some resources on our bulletin board system that gives you information about operating your own radio station and things like that. And there's a website called Free Radio Berkeley that's run by a gentleman who's been involved in community pirate radio micro-broadcasting for pretty much his entire adult life. And the guy's got a lot of experience. He's gone up against the FCC for a long time. And he basically says that most people don't challenge. They just roll over. When the FCC comes after them, they roll over, they take their equipment off the air, and some of them actually pay the fines. He points out that if the FCC comes after you for these things, they are using intimidation tactics all the way down the line because they don't want to take this to court. The FCC does not want to go up against a pirate operator in court who's willing to stand up for themselves and stand up for freedom and free speech, because the FCC, from what I understand... And I'm no lawyer, but from what I understand of what Stephen Dunifer wrote about them, is that they really haven't had any kind of court battle over a pirate radio station as far as the free speech grounds are concerned, and they're afraid of that.
They ought to be afraid of it, but here's the fact is, even if they hand out a fine, your average person's definitely going to shut the station down, right?
Sure.
The vast majority of people, once they get one of these cease and desist from the FCC, they're going to shut down. Or there's going to be a brief period of time while they think about it, and then they'll shut down. So they might get messed with a little bit more. But if they get one of these fines, you're never going to know if they pay or not. So it's not like we even know if people pay. The FCC isn't going to trumpet from the rooftop that they got paid or that they didn't get paid.
True.
It's all they care about is that station goes away, and the fine is really just another intimidation tactic. It's a threat. It's not even who knows if these people even pay them, because I think that most of them are $10,000. I don't know about you, but I'd have a tough time coming up with 10 grand.
Yeah, dude.
I may not pay them.
Right. So, and we do know the FCC does have the, certainly they have gone in and they've done armed raids and they've confiscated equipment.
Sure.
So it's not to say that there's no risk involved here in running a pirate radio station, but I think that this particular story is incredibly useful because it shows that there are people that are willing to say no to these government bureaucrats. And this the lady running the station is even in a better position because her antenna is on a tower that's on the property of an 84-year-old man who is a former sheriff. And this guy's like, no way in hell am I taking this off the air. So not only is she saying she's not going to pay, the guy that owns the property that the antenna's on is also not going to pay the fine they issued him.
Right. I think he's not going to pay the fine, but actually the station has been taken off of his property.
Oh, really?
I think he's gotten a little scared there.
I didn't get the notice of that. But nonetheless, we'll see if we can get her maybe on the air to talk about what she's doing and how that's all working out for her. Well, either way, we'll keep an eye on things down there in Austin. And of course, if you're down in Austin and you want to tell us what's going on, please keep us in the loop. 800-259-9231. I want to learn more about broadcasting, that sort of thing. Go to broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how you can pick up the LRN feed and put it on the air in your local area. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the various different delivery options that we have. We've got email, Twitter, Facebook. Pick one, pick them all, do whatever you want over at news.freetalklive.com. Get the delivery method that works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
Did you know Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry? He'll support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique stuff. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. You can find his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan group on Facebook. It's lclreport.com.
Man, I see Taryn's jewelry everywhere.
Yeah.
If an activist is wearing a piece of jewelry, odds are good Taryn Lupo created it.
You're right. I mean,
at least up here.
People like it.
Yeah. So, lclreport.com. We continue and take your phone calls about what you want. Nico is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nico.
Nico? Oh, I'm in Illinois, actually.
Illinois. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. First of all, I used to want to, when I was little and a little bit naive, I guess, I've always wanted to run a radio station. I think it would be cool to broadcast and have my peers and neighbors here, but after I've learned of all the regulations and things like that, I've ditched that idea, and I'm a licensed amateur, so I mean, I would jeopardize my license for that and stuff like that. So unfortunately, that will never come true for me. But what I wanted to ask you is, where do you guys, I mean, don't have to give like a whole technical description or anything like, but, what do you guys do as far as like live syndication online of your radio programs? Like, I've listened to the Liberty Radio Network, and it seems pretty seamless as far as going from the podcast to the shows and stuff like that. And I've kind of wondered that from kind of a technical background, or is there any reading or something like that if you don't want to go through it all on the air?
I'm not sure if I understand your question.
For example, on the Liberty Radio Network, you do, who runs it, first of all? Is it you or is it somebody else?
I run that.
Okay, you do. So it's podcast most of the time. It's, you know, kind of like a feed of podcasts, but then of course it breaks into live feeds whenever there's a live show like Free Talk Live, right?
That's correct. There are a few different live shows on LRN.FM. During the daytime, we actually have 8 hours of live programming every weekday. We've got anti-war radio during noon to 3 Eastern, and then we've got Ernie Hancock's Declare Your Independence from 5 to 7, followed by Free Talk Live. So, yeah, and in between all those live shows, we've got the podcast loop that runs about a dozen different liberty-oriented podcasts, like Stefan Molyneux's Freedom Winning Radio, everything from that to the folks over at Pork Therapy, Wheels Off Liberty, and more. So, but that wasn't your question, so go ahead.
So I guess what I was asking is, and maybe I haven't listened long enough or at the right time, but how do you make it so seamless how do you make it to where one show doesn't just abruptly cut off and it goes into your live feeds? And then also, like,
oh, we do abruptly cut off the podcast.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Maybe I listened at the right time then, because it actually seemed pretty seamless.
Well, the only way to do it, because podcasts, the thing with podcasts is they are different lengths. So podcasters aren't one of the things that's nice about doing a podcast is you can just put your ideas down into an MP3 file or your show into an MP3, distribute it, and nobody cares how long it is. Many podcasts are very short. Some of them are as short as 7 minutes long. Some of them are a little bit longer. But there's no consistency in the world of podcasting as far as their lengths are concerned, so there's no way for me to program, as the program director of LRN.FM, there's no way for me without a lot of work on my part, to actually kind of fit the podcast into an hourly kind of radio format schedule. So really the only way to deal with breaking into live programming, because that live program is going to start at a certain time every single day, is to literally just interrupt the podcast whenever it's in the midst of playing and say, oh, we apologize for the interruption, but now we need to go to a live show. So that's how we do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess the reason I'm asking is because I've been interested in starting an internet radio station before. I've done like experiments before just with my own content and stuff like that, but I've never had enough content to, you know, make a 24-hour stream that would be
sure
worth listening to. I mean, I don't just want to run automation of music and stuff like that. So as far as like if you want to syndicate people and stuff like that. For example, if I wanted to syndicate Free Talk Live, would I have to just broadcast the feed and get the double delay from you and then broadcast it, casting the listeners? And then how do you break for commercials, or do you just have to, like, do all your affiliates rebroadcast your commercials?
You can, and we let anybody who wants to take this show and put it on their internet radio station. So anybody that wants to take Free Talk Live.
It's on a bunch of them, as I understand it.
It's on a handful of stations out there, maybe about 8 different internet stations. So, yeah, anybody that wants to do that can. And the way you would break for commercials is you'd have to figure out what the delay was on the MP3 stream and then program that, program some sort of automation software to go out and take care of that. And if you want to talk more about it, we can do that off the air. But thank you, Nico, for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. Don't want to get too much into technical radio details here.
What's the difference between a bunch and a handful? Because to me, a bunch is however many bananas come in a group, a larger group of bananas.
Yeah, so, maybe you're right. Maybe there's not.
To me, a bunch is, difference. I don't know,
bunch
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
But handful sounds like, yeah, you're right. Maybe handful is, I don't know, Mark.
It seems like it's minimizing my bunch.
Let's continue with your calls. Go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
All right, gentlemen.
Hey, Dave from Ridley Report.
Well, it sounds like your arraignment didn't go too badly this morning.
Well, it could have been worse, I suppose. I had a bail hearing slash arraignment this morning for when I was arrested last week in the city council chambers for not submitting to a search of my property. I'm still not sure what the heck was going on there, but nonetheless, I believe they illegally arrested me, but that doesn't matter because it was an arrest and that was a violation of the bail conditions that I was out on for the last time I was arrested, which was also a violation of the bail conditions I was out on for the time before that I was arrested, because I've been arrested thrice now this year. And so they decided to put me on what is essentially house arrest. I mean, it's not really, because I haven't been sentenced, but it's another bail condition basically saying that I can't leave after 6 o'clock at night. So from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., I am forced to stay here at the Liberty Radio Network studios.
There goes. No, that's not good. That's a first.
What's a first?
That's a first for any of our guys, I think, here in state.
I'm not positive. I feel like somebody's had a curfew before, but maybe it was just somebody I knew here in town, not one of the more activist types.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sucks. Well, I mean, basically, basically I'm the state's bitch at this point, and that's because not only am I forced to be in my home or on my property at that time, but also they've made it so that a violation of a city ordinance can also violate my bail now. So if I, get a parking ticket, or if I'm jaywalking, or some other nonsense crap, they can throw me back in jail for that. I know you were calling for a different reason, so hang on. More here with Dave from the Ridley Report. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe.
Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale price.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Coming up still, we'll tell you about some strippers who are protesting a church. A little turnaround there. We'll get you to that if we can here. But, of course, your calls take priority at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever is on your mind and dial in toll-free. Also, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy our listening options. Live streams, we've got them. Whether you're looking at broadband or you need a dial-up flavor, we've got them for you, and they are totally free. Plus, our webcam that allows you to listen and watch. Plus, the listen lines, you can call in from any phone that can call long distance and listen around the clock. Again, 24/7 streams available for you free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Hey, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I mentioned John Bush down in Austin, one of the more visible liberty activists down that way, has been arrested today, apparently for exercising his so-called freedom of speech. The cops didn't like that very much and hauled him away. He is still being held in jail, and I think that Facebook's probably the best place to get more information about what's going on there. But I was talking with John before he was arrested a few days ago, and he mentioned that a couple of people that he knows down there in Austin have left. They have gone.
to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and he described them as some of the best activists that he had down there.
It happens.
I said, that's the brain drain, John. It's the Free State Project brain drain.
Absolutely what's going to happen, because people realize it makes perfectly good sense to them if they've been active at all for liberty, whether it's political, socially, media, they realize that you need to have a concentration to have an effect, especially in places where the cops are, they don't let you hand out Fiji information on the courthouse steps or whatever it is. Of course they're going to come to New Hampshire.
Yep. So come on up, join the fun, freesteateproject.org. If you don't, you may notice that the liberty scene is actually getting a little weaker in your area because other people are leaving your area and coming up here. So jump on the bandwagon. Freestateproject.org. 800-259.
That's the right thing to say to libertarians.
1-800-259-9231. Okay, start your own bandwagon and come to New Hampshire on it. Let's go back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You made the move a long time ago. You're one of the earliest movers.
Yeah, but I got a question. What was John Bush arrested for something he did or said this week?
It was just today. He was arrested today in Texas. I'm not sure where in Texas, but he was arrested for a speech. I believe it was on a college campus, but I don't have all the details at this time.
So it was he was arrested for something he did today, allegedly.
For speech, I believe it was free speech today, which clearly wasn't very free because they've now put him in a jail cell.
Okay, they weren't arresting for him for something he said earlier.
I'm not sure what earlier would be, but I know he was arrested today, and it looked like he was arrested. I'm not sure what all the details are.
It sounds like your source kind of stinks here, Dave, so I think you should drop it.
Perhaps someone who knows.
I don't have any idea. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah,
right.
Perhaps
right.
Someone who knows more could call and enlighten us as to what actually transpired.
Okay. Anyway, the thing I wanted to update you guys on is that it's raining podcast in New Hampshire.
Really? Do tell.
There's a... you guys may already be familiar with NHLibertyRadio.org that set up a couple months ago. And then the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has a guy, I don't know if it's an official New Hampshire Liberty Alliance podcast, but a guy is basically doing a podcast that's at least loosely affiliated with them, maybe focusing on New Hampshire politics.
What's it called?
I think it's NHLibertyPodcast.org, but I'm not sure.
So these are good ways, getting on board with listening to some of these podcasts might be good ways for folks that are out there around the country and around the world to kind of tap in a little further into what's going on up here. Obviously, there are a lot of great web resources. Clearly, we talk fairly often about what happens in New Hampshire, but if you really want the details, the skinny on the activism up here, listening to a show that's dedicated to that sort of thing might be useful.
Yeah. And I've got a podcast of my own, too, that I put up about a week ago, and it's ridleyreport.automatic.com. ridleyreport.automatic.com.
So you're making, you're doing specific audio podcasts. You're not just taking an audio track from your video file. You're actually doing these specifically for podcast listeners?
Right. It's unique. It's separate content from what's on the YouTube channel.
Neat. I think that's pretty cool. I have honestly yet to have a chance to listen to one of them, but I would like to down the line, maybe after you've been, as I mentioned to you privately, that we at the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM, do require that our shows be producing for a certain period of time before they are considered for on-air, because we want to make sure people are serious about it. They don't just start and then stop a few weeks later. So
world's full of podcasts that, the best intentions.
Not that I don't think you aren't serious, Dave. I think you probably are very serious because you're a professional. But nonetheless, I look forward to seeing your show develop and get more popular over time.
Well, the idea is to have something that's got bite-sized files that are, people can easily determine what the subject matter is going to be. And if they don't like it, they just hit the skip button. It's like, I don't know about anybody else, but my iPod, I can't even fast forward within the file. So, if I'm listening to a long file and there's this boring subject, there's nothing I can do about it. But I figured with small files, you can just jump to the next topic and I'll try to read the topic at the beginning of each podcast. So it's designed to fill a little bit separate niche from some of the other podcasts out there.
So your iPod can't fast forward?
No, mine can't fast forward in the file. I think a lot of cheaper ones are that way, but I'm no expert on iPods.
Gotcha. All right, very good. Can people get to it just by going to RidleyReport.com? Is there a link there?
Yes, you go to RidleyReport.com, you'll see the link.
Fantastic. Dave, anything else you want to share? Anything exciting that you've noticed going on around here in New Hampshire these days?
Well, I had another brainstorm just as I was listening to your show about an hour ago. I think it was yesterday's show when Ty called in. from the South. I don't remember which state.
Yeah, I remember the call.
He was talking about, I guess, how about the potential withering away or downfall of the nation state, or you know, getting where a nation state starts to become more rare, you know, like a kingdom is. And that sort of made me think that you know, there is going to come a point in time, probably in the U.S., where the existing authorities temporarily, briefly collapse in some form or fashion, and something's going to come up in their place. And I don't really know what we can do about that, but it's just going to be a very brief moment, and we're going to have to be ready for it when it comes to do something to keep chaos from reigning and dictatorship from taking over, you know, in place of what we have now.
Well, I think one of the best things we can do is talk as much as we can about secession, not just on our podcasts or our radio shows or our video product, but also in person to the people that we know in real life and the folks that aren't necessarily activists, to just start putting those ideas in their heads. Look, hey, this United States thing's a failed experiment, and it's not going to last much longer. Wouldn't it make sense to get out before the crash and start really talking about secession? I think that's one of the most important ideas of our time.
The start, if you think about it, you know, that was successfully achieved in former Yugoslavia by almost all the republics. They were able to secede, and they maintained pretty much the similar governments to what they had before. So you didn't have the central Belgrade authority anymore. You just had Zagreb and Sarajevo and Ljubljana. So, but that didn't work out that well for the people that lived in those places. Even now with peace breaking out, there's some improvement, but those countries don't have much freedom. And I don't know, the thought that I had, that the tie sort of sparked in me was that maybe there's a way to just immediately move large numbers of people to a two-aught system just by doing it themselves.
A two-aught system?
You just pick a leader. You just say, you know what, I'm in this place and we don't know who's in charge. I'm going to pick someone to be in charge of me, or I'm going to be in charge of a two-aught myself.
I don't want to tell anybody what to do, though. And I don't want to be told what to do.
No, you don't. And maybe, yeah, I know, but the idea of a two-off system is that there's as many different leaders as you want. This is what prevailed in medieval Iceland. You just pick whatever leader you want, and that's the government. Now there's multiple competing governments in the same location, hopefully competing peacefully.
Very good, Dave. Thanks for the call. That's certainly an idea that deserves, I think, perhaps to be fleshed out a little bit more, see how exactly that would work. In the meantime, I think more people can understand the idea of just seceding from the United States. It's been tried before, but it wasn't done peacefully, so let's try it that way.
Yeah, I think that more likely the United States will just crash on its own weight.
It seems like that's inevitable, but
insolvency.
Let's be prepared and put the idea of being independent in people's heads. Yeah. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to myreputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and help in weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, including the webcam. You can go there and enjoy that at cam.freetalklive.com. Chat with other listeners, too, because our chat room is built into the same page. So you can watch, listen, and interact over at cam.freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the profits that Amazon normally makes. So it's the same great prices, same great Amazon service and selection. It's just that you're entering through our portal, and so Amazon is cutting us a percent, actually more like 7 or 8%. It's pretty awesome. Thanks to Amazon. Thanks to you for shopping there at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, David is in New Hampshire. Not Dave, as earlier in New Hampshire, a different David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, David.
I have one thing I want to say is the charges with the drinking of the water in the council meeting, those will get dropped. I'm pretty sure those are going to get dropped. It's stupid if they don't get dropped.
Well, I certainly hope so. The question is,
although they're abusing you in the interim.
Yes, they are, by forcing me to stay in my home from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's the price I have to pay to not be in a jail cell right now because of the bail violation. So, yeah, they should be dropped, and I put in a motion to dismiss them. However, that doesn't mean they'll dismiss it. And otherwise, if they're not dropped, or if they are dropped at the very end of all this, if they're dropped right before the trial, which is what we've seen them do in the past, they'll kind of make you sweat it out all the way up till the date of the trial. If they aren't dropped until then that means I'll probably be out on these bail conditions with a curfew of 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. until then.
Yeah, they probably just want to yank you around.
Sure they do.
They're jerks. And I personally think the Keene Police Department and the Keene judge, jury, all that system is is corrupt.
Oh, well, they're pretty much all corrupt across the country. I mean, it's what's happening in Keene, New Hampshire is not unusual as far as what goes on elsewhere. It's just that they're not getting away with as much because the attention is being paid to them. The cameras are on, the recording devices are on, and so they can't get away with the same kind of stuff that some of the other departments.
Yeah, they know they've used that the disorderly conduct. They know that they have used disorderly conduct in an illegal fashion here. Courts have slapped this down in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to slap it down this time. Is all they have to do is, I mean, we had a lawyer show us, in the law how they're not doing it properly. And, well, they don't care. What are they going to lose?
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, there's a possibility of maybe countersuing or something like that, but I don't know how I feel about that. I know a lot of people are encouraging me to do it. I just don't know how I feel about that.
You could do that, but that just means engaging with the corrupt idiots even further.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I feel. But at the same time, they are taking away any chance I have at having a nightlife. I mean, I can't leave my house.
Yeah, you're single these days, too. That's a real creep in your style.
Like I was out there doing anything with that. But anyway, go ahead.
Can
Dave.
I just say one of two? With that jury nullification, I was curious when you all did that. Would somebody be welcome to be there when that happens?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we normally have, for our listeners that aren't aware, one of the things that is done fairly often up here in New Hampshire, and not just in Keene, but it's starting to spread across the state. I think the folks up in Grafton have been doing it now for about a year. In Keene, it's been going on for a solid 2 years. And basically, once a month, we go out in front of the local courthouse and hand out jury nullification information to all the potential jurors and anybody that's coming in to the courthouse that particular morning. And it usually only lasts about 45 minutes, so it's a quick activism. It'll get you up bright and early in the morning, get in front of people's faces, and get the ideas of jury nullification. That is, meaning that a juror should be informed of their right to actually vote not guilty in a case because of their feeling about the law, not the facts of the case, but to actually say not guilty because this law sucks. I mean, that's really what a juror can do, and it's one of the powers they have that the government people want to hide from the jurors. They don't want the jurors to know this information, and that's why Julian Heiklin has been arrested at almost every single federal courthouse he's been at trying to get this FIJA information into people's hands. So what I'd recommend for you, David, is that you visit calendar.freekeen.com, and then you can get a list of when these things happen. I think it's the first Monday of every month here in Keene, but it's different across the country, certainly. But a good way to do this, if you're not in certainly in the Keene area, if you want to start this in your local area, is to contact your local Superior Court or wherever it is they have jury trials in your area and find out what is the schedule, how often do they have it. You'll find that in a bigger city, they may be having jury selection once every week, once every other week. In a smaller place like we are here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's once a month. So you can, and in fact, some months they just call it off because there aren't any jury trials because so many people take plea bargains, etc. But you find out when the trials are when the selections are going to be, what time the jurors have to be there. So it's usually a certain time window in which they open the doors. It's 8 a.m. They open up the doors and the jurors are supposed to be inside by 8:30. So basically we get there 10 minutes before 8 and then we stay another 10 or so minutes past 8:30 to make sure that we can hit absolutely every single person that is showing up for jury detail that particular day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So you get internet access, right, David? You can go to calendar.freekeen.com?
Yeah, I can get to it. That's not a problem.
Very good, sir. Thank you. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Getting locals active.
Yeah, that's right. And that's, of course, one of the things that the local government people are pretty concerned with. They don't want these ideas getting out. They don't want people hearing about the ideas of freedom. Because the more people understand what liberty is, the more likely they are to get fed up with the crap that they're being fed from government and actually stand up and do something about it.
Yeah, it's hard to find somebody that's happy with the way government's going. Even the people in it understand that it's an inefficient organization that is run very poorly by people that have no responsibility for their own actions. Of course, people think you have to have that.
We continue here with your calls. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Gentlemen.
Frank,
good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you what type of sleeping accommodations you have at the radio station with the probation ruling. Do you have a comfortable futon or just a military cot? Or
No, it's all right. I've got a bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. The reason why I'm calling is I've been looking over some of the last 10 years, the restrictive anti-civil rights bills, including the Homeland Security Act 1 and 2, or Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security and Military Commissions Act of February 2006. And I was wondering, you know, with the New Hampshire Free State Project, are you guys aware that you're in a constitution-free zone?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the 100-mile...
Due to the Homeland Security Act and the fact that about 197, or probably now with the illegal immigrants entering the country, probably over 202 million people live in an area 100 miles from either the coasts or the national borders of
Canada. Yeah, this is something that the ACLU proclaimed a couple years ago, the constitution-free zone, and basically the United States federal government is claiming that within 100 miles from any of the borders, and that includes the coastlines, that within 100 miles that basically the Constitution doesn't apply, and they'll search and seize, and they'll do whatever the heck it is they want to do, stop you at checkpoints, shake you down, that kind of thing. And people that live within it's happening more to the actual northern and southern borders, where they actually do have the checkpoints set up, and they have roving checkpoints and things like that. So I'm well aware of that, Frank.
Well, here in New York, we have that as well. I mean, we have security all over the place, and even on the bus or subway, the police, if they choose to, can stop you to go through your backpack or your briefcase and things. But, no, it's very interesting. I'm just wondering if that had any effect on the Free State Project, considering that it really isn't a free state.
Well, none of them are free states, Frank. None of them are free states. The New Hampshire is one of the most free, if not the most free state of all the 50 states by different metrics. I don't think it's really affected us too much.
Sometimes activists will find out where one of the these roving checkpoints is, and they'll tell everybody, and then several of them will go through to screw with them. That's about it.
There's about 500 of them, according to the FEMA.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah,
so they have about 500 of them, and then with other provisions of the Patriot Act and Homeland Security, 1 and 2, they can also go into any other part of the country and sort of suspend on suspicion, you know, the constitutional Bill of Rights and things. I was aware of this.
Pretty sure that's already been suspended. I mean, it's just there for pandering purposes.
Decoration. They teach it to school kids. It's fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting because having studied the Pittsburgh G20 event last year at this time, when the police, you know, when the police rioted. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there's no need to be apologizing. You can finish your thoughts here in 10 seconds.
That's all right. Listen, good luck, and
call us again about the police riots. We appreciate it. We got to get some more folks here that are waiting patiently. Hour number 3 is next. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Thanks, Frank. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.